Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Quote-unquote Jason and I have been on 3 dates so far, and I've been having a pretty decent time with him. I mean, that's where the litmus test is right now. That's your cut line. Pretty decent.
Yeah.
All right.
That'll do.
He's decent.
The bar is in hell.
He's genuinely nice, funny, and we seem to have a lot in common, but there's a situation that happened recently, and I immediately thought of your ditch or date segment. On our third date, we ended up stuck in traffic, and maybe about 15 minutes or so. Typical city life predicament. Nothing out of the ordinary, right? Well, here's where it takes a turn. He actually ended up peeing his pants right there in the car. I know, sounds bizarre, but he laughed it off as it were a normal thing and just kind of happens sometimes. In fact, he admitted that it's not the first time that it's happened before. I guess it's a good thing he has leather seats.
That's, that's disgusting.
I was totally grossed out. I mean, he's 32 years old, she says. Is this normal? No. Am I overreacting? No. He's a great guy otherwise, but this is just weird. I just don't know what to make of it. Should I bring it up and discuss it with them, or should I just chalk this up to a deal breaker and move on? Thanks for your input, Christina.
I feel bad for him.
He needs one of those diapers at 32.
No, so in college, my roommate dated a guy who had a urinary issue. Mm. She had just bought a brand new mattress, like literally the day before. And this dude came over and spent the night in Peter bed.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Come on, man.
And
it wasn't because he was drinking too much that night.
No, apparently this was known that this was an issue that he had, whatever. So, and, you know, he ended up forking over, like, money for the mattress, et cetera.
That's a lot of money.
I know.
Mattresses are expensive.
Super expensive. So I have that memory in my head, and I remember that happening, and we all felt, like, so bad for him because he was so embarrassed. And so I honestly feel like I wouldn't ditch. I wouldn't. Like, what?
Just clear you out, that's all.
Yeah.
I think you're very kind.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
I mean, this would be a good time for him to say, look, I just want to let you know that this is a problem that I have physically here. That's much easier to digest than him not explaining it all, saying, hey, just help us from time to time.
Yeah, that's the problem for me.
Do you get rid of your dog if it tinkles in the house?
No.
My dog's gone.
That wasn't the best analogy.
That was really... Well, then we're just on opposite sides of the spectrum.
But I mean, now's the time to tell her, like, this is a thing.
That would have been the perfect time. I think if he would have handled it like that, I would have a little bit of grace for him. Like, that's, you know, this is a situation I can't really control. It, but to just kind of... For this to be normal, or for you to, like, present it as if it's normal... I would completely understand if she ditches him, and I don't even think she has to tell him about it.
Yeah, for this man to spontaneously pee himself, like, let's say this happens, like, once a week. Let's just say it's once a week.
That's
you
a
better
lot.
Be, I know, you better be having more than just a pretty decent time with him. It doesn't really seem like Christina's that sold on him. Like, for me to deal with a man peeing himself, like, once a week, like, I better be in love. I better be blinded by love.
What's that car smell like?
I know, that's, ooh. I'm like, but I also have to think, like, I, on occasion, tinkle myself. So maybe that's where my soft spot is for him. Not like a full-fledged, like, but if I sneeze too hard, if I cough too hard.
Talk, walk, stuff like that.
I can't, Abby.
But is that like a little, Because
it's a squirt.
I'm,
it's just a.
Yeah, see, I'm picturing this man like in a puddle.
Yeah.
I feel like a little squirt's kind of cute. Like,
save.
You like a little drizzle, just not the rainstorm?
Yeah.
All right. A little drizzle. I was not expecting that. Was this always a thing with you, or is this post baby?
No. Because remember, I didn't have my baby vaginally, and normally that's what happens. I mean, granted, there could have been pressure, you know, on my bladder. I would. It's sad. I don't know how the inner workings of my own body work, but no. I mean, I've been doing this ever since I was a kid. I just have.
Are there exercises and stuff that you should be able to?
I'm sure there are, but I'm too lazy to do. I'd rather just pee myself.
You started talking about it, and I literally just realized I'm Kegeling.
Yeah, I felt like I was doing the same thing. Yeah.
Strengthen those muscles.
But like as a kid, like I can't jump on trampolines.
Oh,
I know. It's sad. I can't jump on trampolines.
You missed out on so much joy as a child.
So much, so much joy.
Cassidy, yeah. Do you ditch or date?
I think you date. I'm going to go ahead and assume if this is a real problem. He normally wears a diaper, but he thought he was getting some, so he didn't. So if you wear a diaper.
Man, would that be awful.
You're handling your business.
Can you imagine?
He's wearing Depends.
Look, I say date, don't knock. You can get diaper rash with Depends, though. Like, trust me, from a grown woman post-baby, it happened. All right, if he pees himself again, you ditch. I say you date him for now.
You guys are assuming, like, this is a physical problem. Like, he hasn't said that.
What crap. Man pees himself in a car if it's not a physical issue?
This guy.
That is not real.
Hey, The Bird Show.